regarding the Aseret HaDibarot, the Ten Commandments, which we read on Shavuot, as Maran is posek in Siman Taf Tzadi Dalet. So there's a very informative Mishnah Berura in his commentary Biur Halakha that teaches us the Aseret HaDibarot have actually two different versions in regard to the Te'amim. We know there are two versions of the Aseret HaDibarot themselves, one in Parashat Yitro and one in Parashat Vayetchanan. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the Aseret HaDibarot themselves have two styles of reading them. One is called Ta'am Elyon and one is called Ta'am Tahtun. What does it mean and what is the difference? So he goes on to explain. He says, if you look in the Torah itself, when you get to the Parashah of the Aseret HaDibarot, you'll notice that the Torah separates the Aseret HaDibarot into different paragraphs. For example, Anuchi Hashem Elohecha, Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acharai, Lo Teshtachaveh, etc. All those Pesukim are actually written in one paragraph. All the Pesukim of Shabbat, for example, are all written in one paragraph. The Lo Tirtzach, it's written in its own paragraph, so to speak. Lo Tignov is written on its own. It's not written as one long pasuk. So Ta'am Elyon would mean to read the Aseret HaDibarot as it's written. Each paragraph is one pasuk. And that's the way we read it on Shavuot. And for our purposes, that's the way we read it when we get to Parashat Yitro Vayetchanan. For Sefaradim, any time we read the Parashah in public, in Sibur, we read it with those Ta'amim. The reason why they're called Ta'am Elyon, because these Ta'amim connect all the Pesukim together. The Ta'amim that are used, many of them are Azlagirish, Pazer Gadol. These are Ta'amim that are usually found on top of the words, as opposed to Ta'amim that are found beneath the words. The Ta'amim that are on top of the words keep the Pasuk going. So you take three or four Pasukim and you're able to turn it into one long Pasuk. The Ta'am Tahton would make each Pasuk separately. Which means, when it comes to Anochi at least, Anochi Hashem Eloheka, Hashem Otsitika Meres Mesari Bet Abadim, Sof Pasuk. Lo Yelecha Elohim Acharim Al Panay, Sof Pasuk. It separates the Pesukim, and when it comes to Lo Tirtzach and Lo Tanav and Lo Tignov, it makes it all one Pasuk. That we usually read if we're reading the Parashah Shtayim Mikra B'Chad Targum, or we're reading it just by ourselves on the Chumash, then we would use Ta'am Tahton that does not follow the paragraphs as they're written, but follows the Ta'amim that are written on the bottom. Now, just as a footnote, there is practical differences in the nekudot and in the pronunciation of words depending on which ta'amim you're using. For example, there's a rule. The kamatz and patah, which is the ah-sounding nekuda. Really, there's a difference between a kamatz and a patah. The people that are precise do make a difference. One is more like ah and one is ah. There's a difference, but for practical purposes we usually say it so fast that we can't even make or tell a difference. But the rule would be at a sof pasuk, for example, a kamatz would be used. In the middle of a pasuk, a patach would be used. That's why if you look at the Perashan Yitro, for example, when you get to the pesukim of Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tin'af, Lo Tignov, Lo Ta'ane B'Re'acha Et Shaker. Lo Tirtzach is written with a patach, because it's not the end of a pasuk in Yitro. The way we read it, Ta'am Tachton, it's continuing. So Lo Tirtzach is written with a patach under the tzaddi. But in Ta'am Elyon, under the Lo Tirtzach, there's a kamatz, because it's concluding a pasuk. Lo Tirtzach. So there's a kamatz. Another example would be of difference in nekudot. In Yitro, on the taf of Tirtzach, the taf of Tirtzach, there's no nekuda. It's a taf without a dot in it. Because the rule is, when you're reading it all together, there's no hefsek, you don't put a dot in the taf. But if you look in the Ta'am Elyon, lo tirsah, the taf has a dagesh in it. And for that matter, tinaf, tignov, and ta'aneh, all in Ta'am Tachton have no dagesh in the taf. But in Ta'am Elyon, all do have a dagesh. Another practical difference is brought down. When it says in the parasha of Ta'am Tachton, sheshet yamim ta'avod, ve'asita kol melachtecha. The kol has a ma'anid. Kol melachtecha. Because in Ta'am Tachton, that's the end of the pasuk. But in Ta'am Elyon, where we read it all as one pasuk, we read that ve'asita kol melachtecha. So there is a practical way already you see in the reading itself. What is called. These are all the rules of grammar, the way if it's one pasuk or not. Therefore, one should be aware that when he's going to read the parasha, hear it, you're not going to follow it from the regular version that we have in the Chumashim. You'll have to look at the back of the book or the end of the parasha where it gives you the special tahamim that we'll read in public. But for private purposes, the Mishnah Berurah says, you never find a pasuk really in the Torah that has less than three words. So lo tirtzach is only a two-word item. So really it cannot really be a pasuk. Only on Shavuot we say it that way to split each dibur as it was given in Har Sinai. Anochi and lo yehyeh, even though they're separate diburim, Anochi is one, lo yehyeh, but it's written that when God gave the Ten Commandments, Anochi and lo yehyeh were said by dibur echad. They were said simultaneously. So they will read it in one pasuk to commemorate the way that was given over.